Not only that, Merlin thought, absorbing her appearance through the eyes of both the man he had become and the woman Numu Alban had been, Carisian fashion suited her perfectly. Her hair was arranged in an artfully flowing style which looked simple and unpremeditated, despite the fact that it had taken Sarah Howman, Myra Lucas, and two assistants literally hours to coax into position. Her gown mirrored the coloration of the white mountain spikethorn, with a long paneled skirt of cobalt blue that swirled and danced around her slender legs when she moved, and a bodice of almost eye-watering white, adorned with fine sprays of Carisian pearls and a delicate froth of diamonds. The bodice, like the panels of the skirt, was edged in golden thread, and the cloak over her shoulders was trimmed in the same white fur as Caleb's, but matched the deep, rich blue of her gown skirt. The fact that the national colors of Chisholm and of the House of Tate were royal blue and silver was a happy coincidence which she had turned into a deliberate symbolism that was lost on no one. Her embroidered court shoes mirrored the blue and white of her wedding gown and flashed back sunlight from gems and silver bullion thread whenever her skirt's motion allowed them to peep into visibility, while their heels were high enough that the crown of her head just topped Caleb's shoulder. "I can't imagine anyone looking more like a queen," Merlin thought while fabric rustled through the hallway as the waiting courtiers swept deep bows and curtsies. "And she certainly has the figure to carry that tailored bodice and skirt perfectly." Unlike the courtiers, Merlin and Sergeant Seahamper, as the two men directly responsible for keeping the bride and groom alive, neither bowed nor curtsied, and Merlin found his lips trying to twitch into a smile. Every single one of the Chisholmian royal guardsmen who'd accompanied Charlion to Telesburg was a thoroughgoing professional, completely devoted to their queen. They'd made a deliberate and conscientious effort to fit into the existing Carisian royal guard's structure and procedures, and Captain Garrett, their CO, was young, smart, and hard-working. He'd established an excellent working arrangement with Colonel Ropewalk, the Carisian Guard's commander, and with Merlin. But just as Merlin was Caleb's personal armsman, as well as the commander of the king's personal guard detail, Seahamper was Charlion's personal armsman, and Garrett left the day-to-day details of running her guard detail in Seahamper's calloused, competent hands.